Thanks very much for the invitation to come here and to be here. And I want to start by acknowledging this is Dharawal land. Thank Uncle for the welcome to country, the acknowledgement of country. And let's be clear, wherever they put a nuclear submarine base, wherever they put the waste, that'll be First Nations land. This is a First Nations issue, and we stand shoulder to shoulder with First Nations people to keep this continent clear of that rubbish and that waste. So thank you, Uncle, for the intro. Look, when the federal government, previously under, I forget his name, the former prime minister, and then now under the current one, thought that they were looking around for somewhere to put a nuclear submarine base, and they picked Port Kembla, well, they picked the wrong town, didn't they? They picked a union town. They picked a region with a huge and proud history of peace activism and anti-war activism. They picked a community that was going to come together in their thousands and say no to the nuclear submarine base. They picked a union town, and they've picked a fight that they will not win. They won't win. But what is especially inspiring about the peace movement and the history of this town, this community and this region, is the message today is not in Port Kembla and not in anywhere on this beautiful country. No nuclear submarines anywhere in Australia. That's the message. And as we marched together down that dip of Wentworth Street on Port Kembla, and I looked one way and saw the crowd reaching to the top of one hill, and I looked back and saw the crowd reaching to the top of the other hill, I knew just how strong this community was. And I knew how strong a peace movement is. That when we come together and we talk about a future, not of nuclear submarines, not of conflict, but of working with our neighbours, of fighting against war, and spending our collective wealth where we can change the world for a better future, I knew we were going to win this right there at the bottom of Wentworth Street. That's when I knew we were going to win this struggle. And can I tell you the deceit from a federal government that says to the country, we're going to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on nuclear submarines. We're going to march off to Washington and do what we're told. We're going to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on the UK nuclear industry. And we're going to build these nuclear submarines, but we're not going to tell you where we're putting them. There's one word for that, and it's deceit. It's dishonesty and it's deceit. Because we know that they want to whack it here in Port Kembla. And that we know that while ever the threat of a nuclear submarine base is hanging over Port Kembla, the amazing future that Port Kembla can have with a green energy revolution is being stifled. Because there is an exciting future for the Illawarra. There's an amazing future for Port Kembla, a little port, right? Not a big port, a little port. There's an amazing future for Port Kembla, and it's about being a core part of the renewable energy revolution. It's about exporting green energy to the rest of the world, not exporting nuclear submarines to the rest of the world. It's about the thousands and thousands of jobs where we make it a services hub for an offshore wind industry. And you can't do that if you've got a nuclear submarine base with an exclusion zone that kills all of that activity in Port Kembla. It's not just bad for the globe, it's a killing off of this amazing renewable future that Port Kembla otherwise has. And that from our own government, from a Labor government, killing that amazing future of Port Kembla with this noxious deal is just outrageous. And that's why we say a complete no, a total no, and say no to Port Kembla right now so we can have that green energy future. And I know, like many of you, about a couple of months ago, I went to bed worried about a $200 billion nuclear submarine problem. And I woke up with our Prime Minister in Washington signing us on to a $368 billion nuclear submarine program. And I thought, how could this happen? How could a Labor government, how could any of our governments sign us on to put $368 billion into weapons of war to threaten people in the South China Sea? Not to defend Australia, but to project war and threaten people in the South China Sea. I thought, how could that happen? But then my office, together with the Parliamentary Budget Office, actually started looking at those numbers. And do you know the $368 billion just gets us the first five of AUKUS, these AUKUS subs.
All right.
And to actually get all eight of the AUKUS SSN subs is going to come close to $500 billion. So it's not a $200 billion disaster. It's not even a $368 billion disaster. It's a $500 billion selling out of our future. They can't even be honest about the obscene cost about this real program. And just think about what that amount of money can do. It is so much money it's hard to conceive of. But think of any problem that we have that can be fixed with money. Any problem. Gold plating Medicare. Dental into Medicare and a gold standard. Building everyone who needs a home. Building a renewable energy future. Any problem you can name that can be fixed with money can be fixed with the amount of money that this ugly mob want to spend on nuclear subs. What a disgrace. What a disgrace. So I'm finished with this. I said that there's this amazing history here in this room. And there's a great renewable energy future for Port Kembla. But I'm already getting a sense of one of the really astounding parts of this part of the world. And I'm getting a sense of the renewable energy that's in this community to keep coming out on the streets, to be an inspiration for the rest of the country, for being an inspiration for me to go down to Canberra and continue to fight for peace, to continue to fight against these subs, and to remind the rest of this country and that parliament that we're not going to get a nuclear submarine base in Port Kembla. We're not going to get it anywhere. We're going to have a future which is peace and non-violence, and we are in this to win it. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, David Zubrich.